This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dance, let's dance, let's dance. This is great music. The smart, creative way for you to start every hour is to listen to what's going on in the world through the eyes, the ears, the mouths, the noggins of the folks on the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, DJV, and Kara Schill, an extra special added, you know, the old TV shows, and a special appearance by, that was what they used to say when they introduced some of those old TV police dramas, and a special appearance by, and so you can have a special appearance here, Kara, seeing as you're going to take 3-4 days off next week. We have to get you all tuned up and raring to go. Friday, August 23rd is upon us, and there's some business things going on. I got a couple of items up my sleeve. Excuse me, no, maybe not up my sleeve because it's torn, but I have in my head. I want to follow up after Jennifer brings us the story. Another sort of business news item of sorts.
Well, business, yes. Mostly this adds to the talk about the investigation into the investigators. This is also related to the Russia story, the investigation or how it started with Trump's potential collusion with Russia. The Overstock founder and CEO, Patrick Byrne, has been over all over cable news over the last 24 hours. He resigned on Thursday amid ties to a government probe related to the 2016 election. He claimed he received fishy orders from a former FBI official named Peter Strzok. That name probably sounds familiar to you because he is a disgraced FBI agent. He quit. He was let go from the FBI, actually, after he was at the top of this Russia investigation against Trump. He's the one that had the text messages with his girlfriend that said he had a plan B to get Trump out of office, that he wouldn't let it happen, that Trump would become president. Now, Patrick Byrne said he'd helped the federal government with investigations twice in the past, including, to quote, help them take down people on Wall Street. Several years after his last contact with the government, he said FBI officials reached out to him again in 2016. He said he was given some fishy orders, and he carried them out in 2015 and 2016, thinking that he was conducting law enforcement. He claimed the people he characterized as, quote, men in black, which is what he called the government, came to him and asked him for a third favor. He said that he was barely involved in what happened, but he said that he was asked to date this Bettina woman, who's the Russian lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr. at Trump Tower, and she's now in jail. He said, quote, I didn't know who sent the orders, but I did them. Last summer, watching television and some congressional hearings, I figured out where these orders came from. They came from a guy named Peter Strzok. He said that Strzok, and of course, Strzok was removed from the FBI last year, I think in August of 2018, and he was removed by the special counsel, Robert Mueller, from that investigative team as well. He said he won't say exactly what Strzok asked him to do because he said there's a part of the investigation, but he said he has turned over all of his records and materials to the Attorney General, William Barr. What he contends is that he began a relationship with Maria Butina, who's that Russian national, and he said that of all the information that he got from his experiences, that he gave it all to the Attorney General, William Barr, and to John Durham. He has said he was involved with this probe for over 8 months, and said that he was involved with Butina and that it was the third time in his life that he helped, again, who he called the men in black. This interview that he did a couple of them yesterday, and in all of them, very wild interviews. So you can take that with a grain of salt.
Is this guy like a crackpot? Because I'm kind of getting
very
like
confused.
I'm getting an alien
confused.
Probe vibe now.
Well, that's what he called them. He calls them the men in black. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's basically saying he was asked to get information from this Russian spy. He was asked to, by the government, to help with this Russian probe, and that he'd been asked several times by the government to help bring down corporations or whoever their target at that moment
why
was.
Why him? He sells, like, old furniture that people don't want on Overstock.com. I don't understand why the government would need him. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a powerful position because maybe he has a powerful position. I think that it's I saw the interview that he did with
I haven't seen him. Do you think he seemed credible or do you think he's like a crackpot?
Oh, no. He seems like he seems crazy. But there's the reason that he's coming out now is because Overstock.com's shares were actually starting to take a hit as he was talking to people. So he cut ties with the company. But what I think this does fuel into is the fact that the Inspector General's report is going to come out at any time, and there is supposed to be a lot of really inflammatory information, so much so that the head of the FBI is actually trying to ban its release, to try to sweep it under the rug. So is it possible Peter Strzok reached out to this guy? Yeah. Is it? I think it's more than possible. I think it's 100% likely that there was an effort by the FBI and by the Department of Justice to try to come up with a plan to keep Trump from office. I absolutely believe that. And I think we're going to get information from it. How much this guy was involved, I don't know, because he was all over the place. But he was told he was asked to get information from this Butina, this Russian spy. And when he realized he was having a relationship with her and giving information to the FBI, it kind of sunk in with him that, wait a second, what's happening here? Am I part of this scheme? And so that's when he started speaking out, and that's when he ultimately stepped down.
I have the slightest idea what you've just said in the last 7 minutes. I'm totally lost. And
even with the recap?
I just, it doesn't, it's so much, this is not meant to be disrespectful at all. But it's kind of like moon haze. That sort of stuff, that sort of detail on things that are going on in the political world, in the governmental world, I'm sure there are some people who agree with me and some people who don't. It's like a white haze. It's nothing. I'm happy you told the story because I'm sure there's some people who are interested and got it. I tuned out. Probably in the second or third minute.
I get that now. Jen, you explained it perfectly. I could tell Doug's just not interested, so he tuned it out. But yeah. It is. I think that this is a story that's going to get bigger because as soon as I saw
Why?
Overstock, because everyone orders from Overstock. Like it's crazy.
Well, is it a story about them or a story about people at work? What does it have to do with
CEO.
Overstock?
It's both, but it's not the people who work there. I don't think they had anything to do with it. But the CEO of a company like that being targeted to help with a Russian probe and to help try to date this woman on the, I don't know. It seems Oof. Very like aliens probed me. It really seems crazy.
He said
why
that
they would
he
go
helped.
After this guy. There are plenty of people that they can use, but this guy, I don't know. It seems weird.
He said this would be the third time. The first time he helped the Men in Black, it was when former NBA player Brian Williams was murdered, who apparently was his friend. That's when it all started. The second was when he helped the Men in Black shake up Wall Street a decade ago. And then the third was when Peter Strzok reached out to take down Trump over Russia. But he never knew that that's what he was doing, he said. He said he was asked to get close to this woman.
He started dating a random woman?
I guess he liked her. He admitted to having her, like, a real relationship with her.
Wow.
Okay.
That is like the most bizarre story we've done in a long time, and I like it.
All right. Guess I'm not big for Mondo Bizarro. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Here's another business type story. Yesterday we talked about Target and the announcement they were going to make about a new brand that was going to change the world. And it was basically about food and what you could buy there. So they launched this brand called Good and Gather. 2,000 items in Target stores, their own eggs, milk, beet hummus, avocado toast salad, and so their food brand. See, the thing about this is it may be their brand, but very few stores, including big box stores like that, actually, as you'll recall from talking about some of the things that have been withdrawn from store shelves, it's the same company that makes them. They just put a label the store label on the product. You can find the same product in any number of stores. And so that's what Good and Gather really is. This is not a big deal other than it shows you how important branding is. Branding is more important for a store and for a product line than probably anything else. So the
and
first
brand loyalty is huge with Target.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They've been launching their own brand of clothing and like you said, slapping their own brand on other stuff.
Yeah.
But still, it customers trust that it passes the test of Target loyalty
well,
to brand loyalty.
Might.
So
yeah,
well, people are very loyal to Target for
yeah.
sure.
So it probably isn't going to hurt them any.
No,
but just understand that when you buy it, you're not buying anything special. It isn't grown for or produced for Target. It comes out of a stable of things it may be better than, but it's produced for other people, other stores, other accommodations, the same as the one store, the one food store, grocery store that doesn't really do that is Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's. Pretty much everything in there, not all the items, but many, if not most of the items, are things that they source and, I'm going to say produce, but to a point, on their own and then distribute. The big thing here is distribution. Do you realize, if you ever travel across the country and see in certain locations, mostly rural locations, these huge warehouses that are for stores like Target and Walmart. You see Walmart distribution centers. There's one not far, well, it's fairly close to me, but the biggest one on the East Coast is in rural Albany, out about 50 miles exactly due west from Albany in Sharon Springs, where I go frequently. It's big farm country. And they have this, like, 14-acre building. And it's just, they bring all their products in there. Their regional distribution, so they buy from whoever the source is. Let's say you buy a new TV set, they put TV sets on a truck and take it from the manufacturer to this location, and then they, from there, distribute it to the stores that are in that hub. It's really pretty fascinating to understand how it is that all this stuff gets delivered, how it is promoted, and so I'm thinking that what's happened here, Target has learned from probably more of Amazon than anything else, how to support itself with these huge warehouses. And Amazon doesn't have any really brands of its own, right? They sell everybody
they
else's
now.
Stuff.
They do now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway. So private label sales. Is that when you go to the store? Is that what you look for? The store brand? Jennifer, when you shop, do you look for store brands?
It depends. Sometimes I think maybe more when I'm at some place like Target or maybe someplace, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I'm not really married to a lot of brands. I bounce around to what either looks the best or what's the best price.
Yeah.
I usually do. Yeah. If I'm at Stop and Shop, their Nature's Promise is their own organic line that Stop and Shop owns. So I'll do that. And I really like Whole Foods.
And that's
365 brand.
That's a good equivalency.
Yeah, that's a good
both
brand.
Of those are great equivalencies for what Target is doing with this brand. Same thing. That's
mm-hmm.
how it
well,
works.
That's their yep. that's their biggest competition.
Yeah, right. There it is. So that's that story. Power Swabs, another story that has been presented here over the past 8 years. Intensive interest by people who just need a reminder about how they... Doug, what's that company called? What's the product called again that... cleans what in your teeth. So some people aren't focused on it. You know, you hit people on the right day. Not everybody is worried about their teeth and how they look. But when you get to that point, then you think, you say, wait a minute, I heard Stefan talking about a product. What's it called? Power Wank or something? No, Power Swabs. That's what it is. So Power Swabs for your teeth. Great white smile comes as a result of that. Great white smiles. That's just, there's somebody who's been married, had a family, maybe... You're worn down a little bit, and things need some propping up. Your teeth, one of them. So let's not mess with the strips or the trays. Let's call 800-208-1797 now. Order Power Swabs. Get them in. Just snap open the tube and wipe your teeth, and 5 minutes later, the teeth will be two shades whiter. That's Power Swabs. 50% off at 800-208-1797. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Music time, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, me, you, fascination and more discovery of Queen after the Bohemian Rhapsody movie by a brand new generation of listeners and watchers. So this video, Don't Stop Me Now, has hit 500 million. That's a number that's pretty hard to hit. 500 million YouTube views. The official video for this track is amazing. I'm guessing all you ladies have seen this. Don't Stop Me Now. Should I assume that?
I don't know that I have, actually. That I've seen. I know the song. I love the song, but I don't know that I've seen the original video. Yeah,
it was filmed in Brussels in 1979. Don't Stop Me Now originally featured on Queen's 1978 album Jazz, released as a single in January of 79. Written by Freddie, Don't Stop Me Now reached number 9 in the UK, only hit number 86 in the US. Kind of amazing, but now everybody, because of the renewed interest in that fabulous movie, going back to look at the catalog. The album top was a top 10 hit song, got some airplay on some of what we call AOL stations, album oriented rock, AOR stations, excuse me, despite the low chart ranking as a single song. The song has grown in stature, been popularized not only by new consistent airplay, but by its use in television shows and films and commercials. For example, Toyota has used it, Silk, Almond Milk has used it. It's not milk, it's almond crap. Amazon, L'Oreal used this song. And if you watch the TV show Top Gear, which is an English show, they ranked Don't Stop Me Now as the greatest driving song of all time. That was back in 2005.
I feel like I would actually crash my car if
I would speed to this song.
I know, right?
I've seen multiple performances, and I remember, I know you guys don't like Jimmy Fallon that much, but he would have like a lip sync thing on his show before it became Lip Sync Battle, and Paul Rudd was on the show and did this song, and it's so much fun every time I hear it.
Yeah. That's good. If it's fun, it's good. All right, moving along now. Next item of interest here is an announcement from the Grammy Museum about a photography exhibit called Face the Music. Photographer Richard Ehrlich's pictures of Dee Dee Bridgewater, Michael Bublé, Sheryl Crow, Quincy Jones, Iggy Pop, and more from his Face the Music book will go on display the 12th of next month at the Grammy Museum in L.A. Where is that, Jennifer?
It's right at L.A. Live, actually, downtown by the Staples Center.
Oh, okay. There's a corridor of all kinds of things in there. For some reason, I don't spend much time down there. I've been to the Staples Center a few times, but that's something to look for. I'd like to go see that. The 41 close-up images of artists' faces, capturing every one from Esperanza Spalding to
RZA.
Yep. RZA, okay.
RZA, yeah.
And to Ringo, listening to some of their favorite songs. Be on display at the museum from September the 12th to the 6th of January next year. Was an incredibly fulfilling once-in-a-lifetime opportunity personally and professionally to capture some of the world's most iconic musicians while they listen to their favorite songs. I think that'd be kind of cool.
It's kind of an interesting concept.
It is. Yeah, I agree with you. It's my dream come true. He said to showcase these photographs at the Grammy Museum. So there's a the promise here is that you get an inside look through portraiture of how artists feel emotionally while they're listening to music of their choice. Some of his favorite moments from the project include capturing Herbie Alpert listening to Pavarotti, his eyes closed and lost in reverie. Herbie Hancock, Michael Bublé, Roseanne Cash, Leanne Rimes, all crying to the listening to the music session. It's just, I think, an interesting. It's just an interesting idea. You're right, Victoria. It's an interesting concept. And tickets are available now. I'm sure if you go to the website at the Grammy Museum in L.A. 28 and change after the hour here on the DJB program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Asian stock markets mixed today after Wall Street stocks declined ahead of a closely watched speech by the Fed chairman today. Investors looking to Jerome Powell's words for signs of direction on interest rates after two regional Fed presidents said they see no need for any change, while President Trump says the rates should be slashed. After claims by some that recession is looming, Vice President Pence was yesterday bragging about the economy and the president's trade policies when he spoke in Utah.
This president promised to eliminate regulations which weren't necessary to improve public safety or were killing jobs. He promised to pursue trade deals for our country. To put American jobs and American workers first.
Around two dozen people received minor to moderate injuries in a light rail train derailment in Sacramento last night. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's Friday, August 23rd. I'm the Dougster with Jen, Victoria, and Kara, all at your service and on your side here to figure out what's going on in the world. I have a story about Senator Malarkey in a matter of moments, but first it's time for us to go to Nigeria to get scammed again. Yes, Victoria.
Ooh, well, you know, how, I know, you know how we all joke about the, you know, Nigerian princes emailing us, and that's right. Very, like, you know, 1998.
$68 million waiting for you, just send us your bank account number.
Right, if you send me five, yeah, exactly. So, apparently, this is still a thing that women are falling for. In March of 2016, a man claiming to be a U.S. Army captain who was stationed in Syria reached out to a Japanese woman on an international site for digital pen pals. Apparently, their relationship grew into an internet romance. They were sending daily emails and things like that. And then over 10 months, she sent him $200,000 that she borrowed from friends, from her ex-husband, and other relatives after he said that he needed this money. Well, obviously, this guy didn't exist at all. And it was all part of an international online scam that had been, at the time, it was run by two Nigerian men in the Los Angeles area with the help of associates in their home country and other nations. So, now, U.S. prosecutors have charged 80 people, most of them are Nigerians, in this widespread conspiracy that defrauded at least $6 million from businesses and vulnerable elderly elderly women, which is really, really sad. 17 of the people who were arrested in the U.S. so far, federal investigators are trying to track down the rest in Nigeria and other nations. They said that this is the largest case that they've dealt with of this kind. And the other startling statistic that came out of this is that Americans lost $143 million in online romance scams last year alone. That is just so sad.
Romance,
obviously,
romance.
This is why Catfish, the show, exists. This is, you know, this stuff keeps happening. You know, this is
people
on.
Still buy it.
People do, and I don't know. I guess loneliness is really makes people incredibly
lousy.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so.
Sure does. Yeah.
Really sad.
All right, and the best place to get it all resolved is to go to Nigeria, of course. That makes nothing but common sense, nothing but good sense. Something else that's coming around. Last night, Senator Malarkey, Ed Malarkey, who was a congressman for a long time now, a senator in Massachusetts, came to my hometown of Framingham to discuss the Green New Deal. And so I'm trying to find out as I go through this. The climate change issue, he says, is the defining issue of our time. He made it clear that we can't do business as usual, because otherwise we'll be just like Greenland. Greenland has been so much in the news the last couple of weeks since Trump said he wanted to buy it. It's very interesting how most people don't pay much attention to Greenland. It has 656,000 miles of ice along its coast. And according to 13 federal agencies, Malarkey said that the temperature could rise between now and the year 2100 by 9 degrees. If that's the case, speaking to people who live here in the Bay State, it would directly impact lots of people with catastrophic damage to the coastline and to homes that are along the coastline. And it changes the economy, does all kinds of stuff. So
makes your insurance go way up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's actually been working on that project. He works for Lamont Daugherty, the Columbia University, their climate change branch, and they've been studying what exactly for years now what would happen
if
Greenland
industry.
Melts.
And in
Miami too. It's anything that any part that's parts of Miami could easily be underwater by the year 2100.
Right.
And
okay.
If that melts up there in Greenland, then not good.
Okay. So we got the fact that there is a warming trend. Whether it's you and me that's doing it, or whether it's the natural progression of the planet, or a combo of both things, there is a change. What I get from Malarkey and others like him is that there's a problem, but I don't hear any solutions. I don't see anything. There's no concrete. It's that we got to do something. Okay, so let's say we are going to, most
reducing
of us agree.
Reducing carbon emissions is really the best thing we can do.
Well, we've been talking about doing that for 25 years. And
well,
it's been up and
we
down.
Have done
and
that.
We
have to do a better job of it, too.
Right. How do we do a better job? Other than doing more of what we've been doing, so I guess the question here is why
compost
now
compost all of
sudden,
your food for one.
Yeah,
that's
you're
because
have a
that's
food
the
composting
that's,
thing on my farm. We're arranging
yeah,
it now.
More and more people don't throw out your food scraps. Keep them separate. Put them in a bag in the freezer and take them to a local composting center.
Because
vegetables rotting in a landfill that it releases so much carbon into the atmosphere.
You know how much help that is? That one thing. And
that's
your
a huge
suggestion,
thing. If
I
every
understand.
Person did that,
it's
huge.
Follow my train of thought here. You have the idea, and you're spreading it. Malarkey doesn't have that idea. He just says it's bad, and we have to get rid of Trump. That's all he says. So what I would rather have is somebody like you. You should run for office. Excellent. You'd be
I'll run on composting.
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Well,
run on composting.
Jen pointed
composting.
Out you can't run on a single issue, so I'll
well,
pull
you
up
have
my,
to come up
my,
with something else.
I'll have to drive a golf cart that runs on French fry oil.
Well, but you see,
campaign.
You get somebody's you get attention that way, and that's all Malarkey is trying to do is get attention for a program that is ill-conceived and ill-timed.
Name is Malarkey.
But
are you surprised he doesn't like do the right stuff?
I thought that wasn't even a real name. I thought that was like a Joe Biden joke.
Malarkey.
Yeah, it is. Ed Markey is his name.
Markey.
Oh, I've always called him Malarkey because he's full of malarkey and always has been. He's responsible for the night. He was the chairman of the House Communications Committee in 1996 that is responsible for the destruction of radio and the cost of telecommunication. Every single thing that you have a problem with because of the monopolies created by that one bill, because if you look at his contribution list, the people or the companies that contributed to his campaign, every single one of them were big in the communication industry, and every single one of them got what they wanted in that bill. The only people who didn't get what they want was the general public, who've been screwed 85 ways from Sunday since that bill was passed. Look at your cable bill. What does it cost you to use the phone these days? Things like that weren't a part of the landscape before this bill was passed. It allowed three companies to take over the radio industry and ruin it. That's what Markey is responsible for. Anything that comes out of his mouth, he's one of these people, kind of like a poor man's Kennedy, in that every time he runs for something, he's thought of, oh, my God, we got to vote for him. He's the biggest pile of manure. Speak about composting. To go back to that, because I was inspired by some things that I learned from a few of my colleagues, I'm going to start the first food composting pile, if that's what it is. I've always had a compost pile on the farm, but I've been contacted by a fellow who's trying to do this, and he already has a number of towns, people living in towns, who are going to pay like $5 a month or something to have a truck come around, pick up all of their food waste, and we're going to compost it. And one of the great things, one of the reasons I want to do it is because I don't like commercial fertilizer, and this stuff in a year turns into great fertilizer.
It's the best,
And the requirement is that the state requirement for this new program is that the farmer has to be able to use half of it on his land. Well, I can easily do that. And so but it isn't malarkey who comes up with these ideas. It's guys like this guy, I can't even remember his name, who's going to be my partner in doing this. Some little guy who went to school and learned how organics work and how come the little bugs get into the food and they chew it all up and spit it out. And that's what happens in compost. That's what happens, in much of what life is all about. And you can hurry it along. There are new people that are trying to introduce the same sort of technology for burial. People, when they die, there's a theory. It's not very romantic, but composting people's
composting.
Bodies.
Didn't that just get passed in, Wisconsin or someplace like that, right?
Yeah, it did, yeah. So anyway, malarkey starts the conversation. We come up with some good stuff out of it, but he is so full of himself and malarkey that I couldn't help go down the street a little bit.
That's too bad when someone like that kind of bastardizes the message, because it is an important message and it's a very real threat to the Boston Bay Area. That's really unfortunate that, someone else can't come in and just have like a common sense approach to it.
It's become, AOC has made a big deal out of it. It's become a political thing.
Well, in New York, more people compost in Manhattan than most places in around the country.
Yeah, well, I think New York started
New York City is so green. People don't think of it.
It's out of necessity and common sense much as anything else.
Yeah.
Today is cheap flight day. All right, how do I take advantage of this? I start back on my travel schedule next week, as I've had a couple of months not to do much traveling, but it's time to kind of keep up with my pal Miles going back to school. Cheap flight day, August 23rd. If you've been overtaken by wanderlust, time to start planning your family vacation right now. There's not many people realize that the airlines lower fares on cheap flight day. Maybe now that there's so much promotion, they'll stop doing it. But at any rate, I looked at the flight I'm taking next week to go to L.A. And when I first looked at it, first time I looked at it, it was $568, I think, round trip. And I paid $414 after waiting for a while. I get smart as to how to do it.
I bet if you look again today, it's even cheaper.
No, I looked last night. Well, I looked last night. I haven't looked today. I think I will do that.
They make up the difference, right? If you buy a flight and then you find it cheaper, they'll give you the refund?
Well, American doesn't anymore unless you make a lot of noise about it. Mm. They just, in general, they don't do that because they figure, oh, they got you. And people aren't that smart. They don't go back. And look, when the bulk of summer travel is over, airlines rein in the fares. to get the planes filled up. So keep in mind that even on cheap flight there and near it, some days of the week are cheaper to fly. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday are usually less expensive. Friday and Monday, which are the days I fly most of the time, are the most most expensive for obvious reasons. People want to go home for the weekend, and then they have to go back to work on Monday morning. But it's interesting. It's a good prompting, I think, ladies, for people to go nose around. People actually now are starting to think they've had the summer vacation. Okay, what am I going to do for my winter vacation? And so that you can check out should you like that. The sports world, the U.S. women's soccer team, court date trying to score equal pay for the women. The judge in California scheduled a trial date for their pay discrimination May 5th of next year. Huh?
Well, that's how long it takes to get a court date sometimes. You know,
come
never,
on. Well, that's ridiculous.
I'm just happy that they have a court date and now everyone knows about it because yeah. I'm sure the soccer federation is going to want to go back behind closed doors and say, okay, we'll negotiate again. And but the women are not going to back down unless they get the deal that they think is
fair.
Well,
they shouldn't.
They're going to, and they shouldn't. I would love this to go all the way to a jury. They want the soccer team, they want it to go to a jury too. They said that they've got enough evidence to show that they've been completely discriminated against for years.
Yep, they ought to. All right, so that's the story. Spokesperson for the team said, we have every confidence these world champion athletes will get what they legally deserve, nothing less than equal pay and working conditions. It's pretty interesting. It is an interesting scenario, no question about it. In the Olympic world, the protesting, the stuff that's been going on this past, week or so, the medals, people when they're winning medals, this focus has been, when you go to the Olympics and you see everybody standing up, getting their medal, and then there's some protests sometimes that go on for whatever the reason.
Oh, I think this week was the Pan Am Games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so those are Olympians or people who are trying to qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And some of them got in trouble for protesting.
Right.
But the thing that's funny is because now they've been banned for 12 months, I think, from the sport. And one of the guys, which I agree with, using your platform for something you believe in. But the only problem is I've never heard of any of these people, and I don't know how big of a platform they have.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
I don't think it's really going to make that much of a difference for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can wish them well. At least the people are focusing a little on the message, even if they don't know who the athletes are. Television news. HBO Sports announcing that it acquired Well Groomed, which is the documentary about the world of competitive dog grooming. I didn't know there was a dog grooming.
I love that, like, ESPN Sports has dog grooming and the spelling bee. I love that every year.
Kind of crazy. And also in television news, Sarah Huckabee, what's-her-face, Sanders, right? Isn't that the last name, Sarah Sanders?
Yes.
Is going to be on Fox. What's her role there? Jennifer,
just a contributor. You know, one of the talking heads that they call on for different things. They'll cycle in a group of contributors. I don't know.
What do they pay those people? What do they pay those people?
It depends. It's not enough to, like, sustain like
not
that
a career.
Your only job. Exactly.
Right.
But
you'd
sure
be good at that.
Change.
You should be doing that. No, you should. Should be doing that. All right. What else television-wise tonight, Jen?
Well, lots of stuff tonight, actually. It is William Shatner's latest episode of The Unexplained. This is a great show. If you get a chance to see it, History Channel has it at 10 o'clock tonight. The new episode focuses on what happens to us after we die. William Shatner has a team of scientists.
We get composted.
To answer that question, maybe you get composted. Uh-huh. Victoria's House, just thrown on top of the heap. Just throw them right on top. Then CMT has a new episode of Racing Wives. This is a reality show about NASCAR wives. That's CMT tonight at 10 o'clock. We'll get to the networks in a second, but over the weekend, college football is back for you on Saturday. On Sunday, HBO has a new show called On Becoming a God in Central Florida. Showtime, 10 o'clock. And then tonight, Mysteries Decoded. Check it out.
Be Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tech Talk time here with a focus on the top five items from this past week in terms of technology and news of the world of technology. So here's Victoria Keelan to update us on the top five, starting with a big bet that's been made by one of the big box stores.
Mm-hmm. IKEA has, they are betting big on smart home products. And they've been kind of dipping their toe in the water with little things like some light bulbs that are smart light bulbs and things like that that are connected to apps. But now they're going all in. And so they are heavily investing in the new IKEA Home Smart business unit with, essentially they have a whole new portfolio of smart devices that are going to be released next year. They have 780 million shoppers per year at IKEA stores. That is unbelievable. So they have almost a billion people that they can sell these smart home products.
Worldwide store, are they not?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Worldwide, yep. Yeah. And so this is also a wake-up call to smart home companies like Google and Amazon. IKEA has much better style and usually much better prices. So this is not great news for Google and Amazon. They both have their own smart home division. And IKEA says this is the biggest new business we're establishing since the introduction of Children's IKEA. Well, Children's IKEA was such a huge step forward for IKEA. Every classroom, you know, if you go to any daycare center, IKEA furniture outfits all of it. Plus kids at home, too. So it's a huge business. They expect 830 million smart home devices by the end of this year will be in homes. And then that doubles to $1.6 billion by 2023. So that's a smart bet, I think, that IKEA is making, for sure.
Smart bet. Number four, Netflix has a bet on a new TV app, yeah?
Well, Netflix is really trying to keep people on their platform, and so now they have a new update to the TV app that gives you, it's called the latest section, and it'll be a list of movies and TV shows and new seasons of TV shows that you may have seen before or maybe new ones that you'll that you might be interested in, and so it's giving you all the updates of when those will be released. It's actually a good idea because I also find that the more stuff that gets added on Netflix, it's harder to keep track of when new seasons of things come out. So this is going to be kind of like a little preview section, and most of the time people look at the new release section or trending, and now this will be an all-encompassing section called latest. So I think it's a good move.
Good move. All right, number three, working our way to number one. It puts a number of these outfits together, eBay, Instagram, and Shopify, which have been doing business in the name of Jeffrey Epstein. What's going on there?
Well, the Jeffrey Epstein thing is just, this is the most distasteful thing, but it is real and it's happening. So T-shirts and other merchandise inspired by the convicted sex criminal, now dead, Jeffrey Epstein. So all of the sales of this merchandise is now challenging some of these online platforms' moderation policies. And some eBay listings have T-shirts depicting a painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress and red heels. That painting actually was hanging in Jeffrey Epstein's New York City apartment. And so now those T-shirts have started to sell. There's conspiracy theories, the Clinton body count hashtag, all kinds of stuff like that. And so eBay took them down. Shopify has also dropped anything related to Epstein, and Amazon still has some stuff up there, but they're saying technically, because it's a third-party seller, it doesn't really violate their terms of service, so we'll see where that goes, but talk about distasteful, it's just really gross.
Ugly. Number two, here's a way for you to save big. Those of you going to school need textbooks.
Yeah, people spend on average $400, well, college students and graduate students, $400 per semester on textbooks. And so there are some websites now that are coming forward with some really great deals. Pearson.com has 1,500 of their textbooks that are now offered electronically, which saves you a lot of money rather than buying a hardcover book. And if you prefer the physical textbook, you can actually rent them for about $60. They have partnered with 700 colleges. So if you have a student that's away, make sure they check out the Pearson agreement and see if their student or their college is participating. It's a great deal. Chegg Books, that's Chegg with two G's, they have up to 90% off campus bookstore prices on theirs, and you can rent textbooks. Amazon lets you rent textbooks as well. And then Thrift Books is another great website where you can get really big discounts on textbooks.
Really big discounts. Number one this week of the top five tech stories, Victoria.
Walmart is suing Tesla over their busted solar panels. Now, Tesla bought this company called SolarCity back in 2016, but Walmart says that the solar panels sparked fires at least 7 different Walmart locations, and they have 240 of different stores that have these panels. Not great news for Tesla. They just tried this week to relaunch their solar panel business, so kind of a big dent in their business right now.
All right, good job. There they are, the top five technology stories of this past week, 59 past the hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.